Welcome, welcome everyone to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and friends. I am so excited to be here and with today's guest. Oh my gosh, this is such a treat. Super excited. So I will begin by reading a little bit of a bio about our guest for today. It's very near and dear to me. Many of you know her as Lucia Nicola Evans. And Lucia, I love saying name. So, welcome, welcome. So, Lucia is a spirit of love who helps you to feel safe, to take a deeper look at what is in your field that needs love. She specializes in creating a sacred space for you to access your healing. And does this by shining her light of awareness on what needs attention. Lucia brings wisdom and offers insights on how love can be your guide that brings you to have more fulfilling, authentic, and loving relationships, the primary one being the relationship with your true self. So, with that, welcome, Lucia. I'm so happy to have you here on the show.
Thank you, Lauren. I'm so happy to be here. See, it feels like we're on a magic carpet ride.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I love every second of it. Oh, so how are you? How are you doing today? How's your week been?
Oh, I'm doing really well. I feel like I'm surfing, literally surfing the waves right now. And it feels like a big playground that we just entered. And so I'm super excited to have this beautiful opportunity to be with you today. And I'm just excited.
That sounds so, as you would say, yummy. That sounds so yummy and fun. And yeah, it's going to be a great show today. So I will say that just to give an intro on today's topic, and what I feel you specialize in, Lucia, is relationships and healing and with the last show on Divine Personal Sovereignty, I feel like we're building a house here. We're laying a foundation to build a strong house. And certain things have a place and an order if you want to build something that is lasting. And having that foundation, those foundational pieces are just so important. So with that, I would like to begin by saying that, let's see here, I lost my train of thought. I apologize. So I've been very open about my healing journey with individuals, and I've shared with many people that we've been working together since May of this year. And just from working with you, I have had massive awakenings, aha moments, you call them timeline shifts. So many layers that have been peeled off the onion of self-discovery and growth, and continues to do so. So, Lucia, I would say the difference for me in working with you is that you showed me how to connect with my spirit and what that means. And you create a beautiful, sacred space of neutrality, which allows that opening, that softening, and that opening of the heart, and you let all the masks down, and it's just so real and safe. And so today's topic is near and dear to me because the most important relationship that we have is with ourselves, as you know, and that is one that you'll have for your entire life. So, that is what we're going to talk about today, and I can't wait to play with you in this topic. So, yeah, please share.
Oh wow. It's so much and yet not that much at the same time, because our true self is so simple, right? It's so simple. and yet so unknown to the mind. The mind always wants to get somewhere and know what to do and what and how to do it and the linear steps, right? How to get there, wherever there is, which is kind of funny to the spirit, to the true self, because there is no there. It was always a joke with a friend of mine. I said, "Where are you going? Getting there, take off the T and you're here. So just arrive here and there you are, literally inside of this here moment."
Oh gosh, wow, that's so good, Lucia. Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, for me, you saying that, and it's right, just being in neutrality, just being in complete peace. And, no one teaches us how to do this. This is not taught to us when we're little. And so, doing the work, when you arrive at like how simple here, like that's so simple, right? Seems like it shouldn't be that easy, but. Yay that it is. So I will share just for me, confronting the shadows, doing the inner work, and I'm still doing it, and I think we all are in some, in some way. It's a daily practice, as it's a daily practice, and you have to be committed to doing the work. And I've had to continually go back to the drawing board and say, what is my why? Why am I doing this? And most people don't realize that, life is a mirror, and the people, the situations that keep popping up, it's a mirror. And until you do this work, the situation, it'll continue. Maybe change the people, maybe change a situation. It will continue until you confront these shadows. And like running away from problems, you're really running away from yourself. And it's not easy to hear, but oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I know this now, right?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny thing because you know this phrase, I've got to go find myself. It's just kind of a funny thing because you know it's like, yeah, you need to confront the stuff. You need to confront your shadows because your shadows is gonna follow you. It's kind of like the sun shining on you and you walking away from your shadow. Of course, it just follows you wherever you go, and that's the sort of the cosmic joke of like, no, you've got to face it. You can't just run away and expect everything to be fine when it's not. And so it's a beautiful invitation. I love this word, invitation, to embrace the discomfort and check it out, look and connect and say hello to the part that's like looking for love or looking for to feel important or significant or like, hey, what about me? Notice me, recognition, right? And it's like until those parts are connected with and work through, especially if there's a lot of trauma or past life stuff that needs to be healed or generational, ancestral healing, then it's just gonna like haunt you, for the rest of your life, and you're gonna feel miserable and unfulfilled and wonder why you're unhappy and lonely and sad inside.
Exactly. It makes me think of that song by Michael Jackson, The Man in the Mirror. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I love the quote by Gandhi. It's one of my favorite quotes. And it's be the change you wish to see in the world. Love that.
I do too.
No more waiting around, don't wait for someone else to do something. Don't wait to be, it's kind of like being the victim. Oh, it's not my responsibility. I'll let someone else do it, take the lead. No, that's not really what's happening in this shift that we're going through and as humanity. We're being called to not just do our own personal inner work, but take responsibility for our own healing. And heal ourselves, heal those parts that feel wounded or left out or unrecognized, right?
Exactly. And With that, and the reason why I'm so open about my journey is it's not to toot my own horn. It's just I love to be an example or give people just to demonstrate how the freedom that comes from speaking your truth, allowing vulnerability, being honest with yourself, doing what's best for you despite what others may think, or oh, I might disappoint them, I think there's this stigma around doing this inner work. Oh, they're going to the counselor, you know what I mean? And this, oh gosh, something's wrong with them, right? Versus, no, this is ultimately, I would love to see a paradigm shift of celebrating and encouraging doing this work and creating a space of non-judgment, and it's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed of, right? It's just it's
Exactly. You bring up a really good point. It's actually something to be really proud of, that you're actually having the courage to, and the willingness, right? It takes courage and willingness to actually take a look at these things, and especially if it's very painful and traumatizing.
right.
We all have our different degrees of abandonment issues, right? Or attachment issues around intimacy and being close to someone, and what if they hurt me and they betray me, or they do something and I can't trust them. And it's such a big thing in our world, of how do you know who to trust and how to trust people and how to even trust yourself and which self to trust.
Right.
It's all a bit confusing sometimes.
It really is. It really is. And and too, with the paradigm shift of celebrating this work, this brings me to another point. I was talking to a friend, we'll call him Adam, and I've known him for a couple of years, and I was like, gosh, I just want to like fix myself. I'm just so tired of this. It's exhausting. What does my spirit want from me? What else is it? I can't dig any deeper. And he asked me something that was very interesting. He said, do you want an outcome paradigm or a process paradigm? And I asked him, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, the difference between the two was the outcome paradigm. We don't care how we get the outcome. We just do whatever we can to force the outcome, regardless of how it impacts ourselves and other people. And we're usually a negative energy because outcomes are rarely what we want. But with a process paradigm, we focus on the process, or whatever system we use to produce the outcome. And usually, it's the idea of constant improvement and refinement of the continual growth. How do you feel about that, Lucia?
Well, that's exactly why I do what I do. Because really, I needed me when I was little. I needed someone like me when I was little to help me process some really intense emotions. As an empath and a deep feeler and a sensitive soul, I have a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions, and they can be really intense. And so, I love the process paradigm because it gives the individual an opportunity to just be with what is arising and not thinking that it needs to be fixed, it needs to be changed, there needs to be a solution, something's wrong with me, all the things that we do as humans, right? Now, if I'm not like this by this time in my life, there's something wrong with me. Why am I not getting married? Why don't, why can't I get children? All the mental stuff and the programs and the expectation of how I think I should be in society, right? It's a trap. It doesn't ever get what we want. And it's the last thing that's going to give us the freedom and the love and that we're all longing for, that the heart and the soul is just longing for. There's no fulfillment in that way of living, the outcome paradigm of pushing and forcing and, I mean, yes, there's such a thing as persevering from the warrior spirit, but it's a different quality. It comes from more grace, more opening and softening, like you said earlier, around just really meeting things as they are. It's more like an acceptance and a more grace-filled way of living. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. It does. And to me, it's like I can take the weight off my shoulders when I can say, "Hey, I'm Lauren, and yeah, I'm a work in progress." I mean, really, I'm already perfect because we're really spirit, just in a, having a physical experience in this earth suit with all of our stuff. But to just say, "Yeah, I don't have all my ducks in a row, and you know what? It's okay. I'm working on it, and I am going to enjoy the process and the journey rather than the destination." So.
You know what's so amazing about what you just said? It's so authentic. It's so real. And you know, with that, it creates relating. It's easier to relate with. It's like, oh, I don't have to be perfect. Like, I don't even know where this whole notion of having to be perfect in order to fit in came from. But it's really a bogus thing. It's not a real thing because I feel like what we're all really looking for is a place where we can relax and be ourselves. No matter what is happening, no matter if we're hungry, angry, right? Or lonely or tired. Like it's that feeling of, okay, can I just be angry and be with my anger and not be made wrong or not even having a label attached to it, whether that's negative or a bad thing? Shouldn't be angry if you're spiritual. You shouldn't be angry if you're awakened.
Right.
No, it's just part of the human, component of existing in a beautiful vessel called the body. The body has its own wisdom and has memories and things that arise from somewhere that we don't even know where it comes from. And that's the beauty of self-discovery, is like this delving into like a tunnel or like an area where you don't even know where you're going to come out. It's kind of like, I can imagine as I'm sharing this, like, I wonder what it's like to be a gopher and having all those tunnels underground
That's right.
and not knowing, it's kind of a great analogy, right? Kind of like that when you start looking at yourself and then looking at the shadows and not exactly knowing what it's going to produce, but knowing it's going to come, something's going to come from it. And some part of our psyche knows that it's going to be okay, right? This natural sort of healing that will occur, and I'll use the word alchemize, that starts to dissolve the tension and the stress and the whatever that is, the belief systems or the strong notion of no, it has to be this way, it has to be this way, and it can't be that way. It's so strong. And it's like, no, but let's try it. Maybe let's take a right here, take a left here. Let's just pause for a moment. And, there's lots of different ways of going about the interacting process of working with whatever is arising in the moment. And if there's a space, if there's a space just for a moment to pause, then magic. Then miracles, then something else. There's something else that's possible. You've experienced that, haven't you, Lauren?
Oh my gosh, yes. I was gonna share some of the things that we've worked on, just so the audience, can get have an understanding of what you do, the beautiful work that you do, and you do it from your heart, Lucia, because you love it. You love it,
That's
and
true.
So some of the things that we worked on, I'll just go over, like you said, learning how to sit in the uncomfortable and allowing those feelings, the emotions to arise, but observing them in neutrality. And then how to regulate, how to, okay, today is just, I've had this happen many times. Okay, I'm just, excuse my, I'm just having a shit day today. That's what I would say. I'm like, okay, right? Just let it rip. Let's go. What wants to come up? And then not trying to push it down into a jar and put the lid on it because it'll pop right back up. And then that alchemy, as you say, Lucia, with just allowing it to be and not judging it. Then, oh, I'm sorry. Did you have anything? Please, just if there's, you
No,
can jump in, please, go ahead.
I was just gonna say just the importance of acknowledging what's in the space, what's in there as it's arising. Like what you were saying, just saying, okay, it's gonna be a shit day. But the power of acknowledging it doesn't have to be a shit day forever, for the whole day. Do you know, just even acknowledging it, did you notice when you, I don't know if you noticed that particular day when you were having a shit day, but one of my friends said, I'm really depressed today. And then I'm like, okay. And he's like, a minute later, he's like, no, I'm choosing not to be depressed today. It can happen really quickly, the pivot, the turnaround.
Yes, exactly.
Find out with what, I don't know what your experience, what was your experience with the with your day? It's like just allowing yourself to have the shit day gives you full permission to choose it, to let it be, as you say, to let it be what it is.
Yes, and when you and what I what you taught me from doing that, Lucia, and allowing it to arise and be is allowing it to come through and then sitting with it, and then okay, I'm gonna, because if you, for me, if it's this spiritual bypassing that I think we talked about. Oh, nope, that's not real. That's an illusion. No, that does not work. At least it doesn't for me, because I have to get it up and out. Even if I'm saying it to myself, there's something to that with, okay, acceptance. This is how I feel right now.
Yes, that's a really important component of actually healing ourselves, the parts of ourselves, right, that are looking for recognition, love, and attention, to alchemize whatever there that is in the space. It could be anything. It could be anger, frustration, irritation, disappointment, whatever it is, sadness, loneliness. And when I think the hardest part, and I had a hard time learning how to really own my own, because it as an empath, it's very hard to know what's mine and what's not mine, right? And so the beauty of this work, like you said, like if you can just acknowledge it and then accept it and then let it be, and then it might be that you then make space to feel it. I was thinking this morning, wouldn't it be great to have a formula how to feel? Of course, that's the mind stuff, right? How do I feel? And the body knows how to feel naturally, but it's getting into the body that's sometimes the hardest part, because we go around with our heads kind of disconnected, disjointed from the body a lot of the time, just forcing the body to do stuff, and then after a while the body says no more and gets exhausted, and that's when we have breakdowns and diseases arise.
That's right. That is absolutely right on point. And something with the acceptance. You said this to me in one of our sessions one time, and I was sharing experience with you and how it w didn't turn out the way I thought it would. And you said the statement, it's that beautiful acceptance. And when you said that, Lucia, it was so clean, and it was peace. It was actually very peaceful that you brought that up. And so I always remember that, accepting the what is so powerful.
So I would love to do this at some point. This is just a spark right now, and I don't know what we can do, if there's something we can do together to expand on this, but I would love to do some kind of movement that's called the awareness experiment. Because the reason I bring this up now is exactly to your point of what you're saying, is just accepting what's happening now. In the actuality of what's happening, not the mind of how it wants it to be or what it should be or has any judgment, but there's this beautiful healing that can occur that's beyond judgment, that can actually hold and cradle judgment, is the opportunity to observe what is actually happening in this moment. And that takes you A person needs to go beyond the mind to create some just separation from the identification of what the mind thinks about what is happening, which is not the truth, by the way. It's the interpreted truth from the filter of the what who's looking through that filter. And it's going to be different from different angles of, like, for example, I could have a glass of water with something, and the lighting might, from my perspective, it might look one way, and if you're sitting across from me, from your perspective, it might look completely different, and they're both correct. And this is where we get into trouble as humans, where we want our way to be the right way. Can you just see it and then understood for that way and heard for that way? And that's the beauty of acceptance, is that everyone can be who they are and have their own opinion and view of things from this place of seeing through the eyes of God, really, through the eyes that are neutral, that are clean, clear seeing what is actually happening. And that's the beauty of this work, is when you actually see, oh, this is who I am. I am the space that is seeing clearly what is actually happening. And I'm having thoughts about that. You can have them both going on at the same time. That's what's fascinating about it all.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I love your spark, your spark and your ideas on and creating. Absolutely. I'd love to participate and play, because it's fun. I love this stuff. So with that,
We could do a Me Too movement on this.
go.
Let's have a look at the patterns. Let's get real and honest. What are
That's
your
right.
patterns? How are they playing out? What's your act?
Exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well,
You
something.
know, the
Okay.
other thing it does is it helps us move beyond blame, shame, and make wrong. That's the medicine here. Is when there's a clear seeing for what's actually happening, there's an opportunity for that person to take responsibility for their own stuff. And therein lies the evolution. Because when they take ownership of their own healing and ability to respond, right? The responsibility piece is the ability to respond, to choose to actually take a look and turn towards whatever that is. And then there can actually be a lasting change. And that's what really evolution is. Like, to create a foundation of habit of looking at yourself rather than pointing the finger at someone else. So then you stay the victim and it's comfortable. But what's not comfortable is the experience within itself. Is being the victim, oh, she's doing something to me, it's not my fault, that creates, there's no power in that. And to connect with true power is to take self-responsibility for your own healing, for your own stuff. And usually, if you're blaming someone else about something, that's a good barometer that it's really about you.
Exactly, 100%. Well, with that, Lucia, is it okay if I ask you another question? Or I just want to see how you feel
Yeah.
about this. I had notes written, but I don't even need them because the conversation is just flowing easily and naturally.
It.
I do too. So, when someone's doing this work, right? When we're doing the work. And naturally, our relationships will, they change. Sometimes people are, they don't like the new you. They don't like the healed you. No, I like it better when you were like this, it's because it's comfortable for me. So we have that going on. How do you handle, Lucia, when you as an individual are taking responsibility, understanding what's going on, wanting to do the work, creating a space to do the work? And the people in your life, Like, how do you know when it's time to end a situation or walk away? If we want to use the term walk away, how do you know when it's time that we all know it's everything's a mirror, but how do you feel about that?
Good question. There's a couple things I'll say. If the so one thing you can say is, are you aware of that? And bring something to that person's awareness, whatever you want to bring to their awareness. And what would work for me is, and then fill in that blank. And then if they're not able and willing or wanting to bridge that gap, that person isn't going to grow with you, because there's different. There's different degrees of growth. Some people want to stay comfortable and in their old stuff. And if you really want to grow and live your full potential and live a fulfilling life, then of course you might need to leave some people behind, and you can feel it. It's a felt sense. It's like, is it if it's heavy, if it's it's kind of loaded, and you feel depleted. There's something in the space. And if the person isn't willing to work through the stuff and keeps going through the same patterns, then it's just gonna, mostly it falls off by itself. It just naturally dissolves or disappears.
Okay.
But if you want to work something through with someone, then there's that you can create an invitation. Like I did with my partner. I actually said, okay, we got stuck in a loop, where we couldn't move. I'm like, then I brought this idea, and like, would you be willing to actually voice and verbalize what you actually see, what's actually going on, rather than what you want or what you think should, or what all the things that are wrong with me or whatever, I'm the problem. Would you be willing? And as a result of that, things started to shift. He was able to see a pattern that he thought, well, it was about me. Was really about him. And that's the beauty of awareness, is with self-awareness, is that you can start to see things for what they are, as they are. And that comes into that space of acceptance, of like, oh, I guess this person might not be wanting to grow with me or, explore with me. And that's okay. That's where they're at. And I accept that. And then you can choose whether you accept it and want to move on and have. Find different friends, or just accept that that's where they are, and continue on having a relationship or a friendship. It all depends on what you're choosing, and that's the power inside of this self-responsibility way of being, is having a choice. You get to choose what you want to do and who you want to be with and why you want to be with them.
Yeah, beautiful. And something that I have on this journey, and especially right now with what's going on within the world, and it's there's almost like I've experienced like a mourning of well, that's what that was, and having to like allow myself to feel that, and but at the same time honoring the other person and what they want. So it's I feel a lot of people are going through this right now, and marriages, relationships, friendships are changing, and it's like I am not a surfer, but being out in the ocean, I know I've been a mermaid. I love the water, and can only imagine like just being swimming out in the ocean and the wave comes and oh, you just got knocked down a little bit, but then you dive under and you come you get some and you come back up again. So it's just learning how to, I don't know if that's a great way of explaining it, but learning how to ride the waves of the journey.
That's it. That's it without getting pulled under. Right. And there is a mourning. There can be sadness. And there's also sadness and mourning around the different parts of ourselves that can die off. I mean, you know about this from, letting your work go. And there's a, it's a night, it's kind of like, oh, that was me and who am I now? And that sometimes when there's an identity shift or a job shift or a relationship shift or someone dies, there's a whole reorientation and recalibration that needs to happen for you to even find who you are now without that, without that person or without that job or without, there's a period of time where when I was doing my massage therapy, I had to do my own transformational healing for a number of years, actually. I was actually repelled by people. I would used to, massage their arm a lot of the time or connect with them through touch so I could feel safe. And there was a period of time where I was actually, I couldn't touch people because the energy would repel. It was really wild. And that was actually a wonderful, signal for me to say, okay, I got to do my own healing. I've got to learn how to receive. I've got to learn how to ask for support. I've got to learn how to ask for help and actually learn how to be inside of myself. Not just be this giving machine, as a lot of healers do. This give, give, give. That's my identity. I want to give to you because it feels so good until I'm depleted, right? How do you give? That's the question. How do you give where you're not depleting, right? How do you give and find that balance of giving and receiving that is actually in the natural way of life, in the universe? Giving and receiving, the yin and the yang, the being and the doing.
Yes. And it's interesting that you mentioned the job shift and what you experienced with massage therapy and how it's like with you said you didn't want to touch people, because you gave so much of yourself. I experienced something very similar. I've been a registered nurse for 20 years and I can't stand it. I don't want anything to do with it. It's like I'm grateful for what I learned and the people that I was able to help and the experiences that I had, how I was able to connect with people. But it's like when you're done, you're done. And recognizing that, celebrating it, and then, okay, what's next? What are we going to do now? And, like, I don't even, so many people get distracted with identity and, oh, well, it's kind of like when people, I would assume when people retire, there's this fear of, what am I going to do? I don't know. I've never had all this free time. And, it seems that the fear is sitting with yourself and having this free time to do whatever you want. And that's kind of scary to people, right?
And it's because actually it's an invitation to face something that is not usually available when you're busying yourself and you're so busy and you're doing and you're focusing outward. That if there's so much space now to choose, okay, what do I want to do now? And it's like, wait a second, what can I just be? Can I just allow myself to do nothing? I mean, that's not taught. I actually often share this when I'm working with people, like have a do nothing day. Do whatever you choose to do or do absolutely nothing. Give yourself full permission to do nothing. And it's actually really healing. And it's kind of like a medicine for the body and the mind and the soul too. Like, just like, oh, I can actually take an exhale and drop in and start to actually feel something. Wow, that's a new experience for a lot of people, right? To slow down and to actually connect to the body and the sensations and the experiences that want to come through.
Absolutely. And that is, it's so funny. I've shared with some people, that I've, that I resigned and what are you doing? Nothing.
Good. I love that. Love that. That's so good.
It feels so good to say it too. I go out in nature. It's just so, oh, it's so liberating and it's just so, it's amazing. And, it's always interesting, the response or, how it's received. There's no judgment, but it's just, if anything, I hope it kind of sparks in them, like, oh, I wonder what that's like. And, propel them, be the catalyst, right? Be the catalyst for change, which is what you are, Lucia Nicola Evans.
Yes, Lauren.
I'm sorry, I love saying your name. It's so beautiful.
Yes, love you. I love you.
I love you too. Well, I wanted to
So
ask
now I
go
was going to
ahead.
say one thing just to
Please.
finish that sort of segment. Now I can actually come back to my massage and my hands-on in a whole different way that is more whole, that's more from the spirit, more from the being. And as a result, I don't have to work so hard. I'm like, okay, let's dig the elbow really hard into that, which is there's a place for that. But I've shifted the way I approach the body now, that's more centered around and honing in around the wholeness of them and offering that from the wholeness of me. So where there's actually can be a spirit merging actually, and they can actually feel rejuvenated and take a mental vacation that can help with whatever they need to go forward in life with, like, oh wow, that wasn't just a massage, that was a healing experience of receiving love, receiving divine love, unconditional love through the hands, and the warmth and the energy that comes through is amazing. So that's what I have now developed. I don't massage a lot just because I'm working more with retreats and different classes and courses online and one-on-one sessions still, but I am very part-time working with people, and it's such a beautiful medicine to touch people with consciousness, with love. And it's I don't tell people this usually when I'm working on them. Now you're going to get this session, and it's just it's going to be like that. It's just I am that. I just exudes out of me when I'm with someone. You know what it's like.
I do. And Lucia, it sounds like I remember one time when we were working together, you had mentioned, there's an orientation shift that because it, like what you said, it's coming from a different place. Have to versus from your heart. Not that it wasn't, but do you remember when we had it's like an orientation shift instead of
Yes.
yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. And it's a little bit more vulnerable, if I might say, the difference of one's a little bit more protected. And if I'm coming from what I think I should do, so to appease someone and what's expected of me because I have this title as a massage therapist, or can I actually explore and play as the divine and create art in motion that is fluid and connected and deep energetically, and where there's a flow that's organic. And therein lies the beautiful feast. I'd love to share maybe towards the end or at the end a poem called The Feast of Infinity, because inside of these explorations of whatever it is, whether it's a conversation like we're having, or an art project or a work project, or even a difficult conversation, that there can be this way of living and being and breathing and navigating that's more fluid or organic. And that's allowance. The allowance can come through this breath of fresh air, right? The
Yes.
space of something else coming through that is not just like linear, which is okay, it has its place.
Yes. I would love for you to share your poem, absolutely. I would love that. I wanted to ask you, Lucia. So now that we're doing it, we're doing the work, how do you see in the future Teaching this with the children, with young adults, with teenagers. How do you see that? What is your idea, perspective, if you want to speak on that, about how there will be a shift?
Good question. You know, there's a lot of things that went through my space as you asked the question. It ultimately comes down to how we parent and how we parent and how we educate our children. And because children, my experience, especially before they get to a certain age, before about 7, they're pretty easy to train, I say, when there's a routine and a rhythm and something that's sort of normalized. I still love rhythms as an adult because I feel like I'm a big child, you know. I never grew up, just look like an adult. But I still like routines, and so even if we implemented some things, you know, in our daily lives that included our children, right? Like one of the things that we always used to do, we didn't have TV growing up, and we always used to sit down for meals at the table. Like, I don't know who still does that, but you know, a lot of people just eat and run, or you know, watch something on their, you know, phone or whatever, you know, and it's all a bit disjointed. But to bring back the rituals that we've lost around creating togetherness and harmony, and like even just walks. We used to do Sunday walks after our Sunday lunch in England when I was younger. I grew up in England, and it was a wonderful way to digest food and connect with family and friends, and you know, whoever wants to come. We'd go on a long walk. It would be maybe an hour or an hour and a half. And I would always come back with a muddy, as England's very wet because it rains a lot there. A lot of the time we had Wellington boots or, you know, stuff that, so our shoes wouldn't get wet. But yeah, I just have a memory of us, you know, having these long walks and, you know, just bringing the simple things back of, you know, having games night or, you know, having cuddle night or movie night, or like something that can bring us together and be in more harmony with one another. And we can even create space where we can have conscious conversations, where we can talk about the difficult things and learn to hold space for one another and listen and just be compassionate and empathizing to one another. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing to bring that back into schools, into the way we parent and raise our children?
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful, and I'm so ready. And I feel like we're already starting to see some of this. I was at a store the other day picking up a present for my niece, and the owner was selling paper and like stationery, but she had one of the like the you know the wax seals where you could you know at the when you're done you put the wax seal on it.
Yeah.
I love it because it's getting back to writing letters and getting away from this technology. Although the technology is, you know, when used, you know, it can be used for great things, but you know, I love the, you know, the meals together, the talking, the actually having conversations, slowing things down. One of the things I love about snow days is that it forces you to slow down.
Yeah. I
Right.
remember that being in Colorado for 20 years. We had a lot of snow.
Yeah. And it's there's just this I just ordered some snow bibs. I said, I don't, you know, it's cold here in Virginia now. And I love being out in nature. I'm loving it more and more. And so I said, well, I'm just gonna have to dress for the weather. And I was because I want to get outside. And I'm looking forward to, you know, our first snow here and just getting out. And there's just this peace that comes with being out in nature and for example the snow for me. But I love everything you shared. I'm so excited. And I wanted to give you time to, I'm not done. How are we doing on time? I just want to make sure because I want you to read your beautiful poem with us.
Yeah, I can read it now.
Yeah, please do. Yes. I'd love to hear it.
It's called The Feast of Infinity. And it's for all of you listeners and you too, dear Lauren. Thank you for letting me share this. One of my favorite things is poetry because it offers a different soul signature and an invitation for you to relate with me from where things get sparked, where magic seems to happen for me. Beloved soul, there is a meeting place. Come join me at the feast of infinity, where it is delicious in its endless nuances of delight and joy, as it dances with itself and basks in its own light of the one. There is an array of flavors. You can pick whichever suits your fancy. You can pick whichever one suits your fancy and enjoy the refined experience of slowing down to taste the nectar of this divine love. It is always present, inviting you into its warmth so you can feel intoxicated in the field of yumminess as you journey through each nuance like an enchanted forest that is full of magic and beauty. You are invited to soften your edges to meet the deliciousness of its love. Are you willing to surrender to the beloved and the tenderness here that will heal and open your heart deeper and wider than ever before? Are you willing?
Oh, Lucia, that you took me to another place reading that poem. Oh, so beautiful. Makes me feel like a kid playing, and there's no judgment of what I want to play with today, and that I can choose and pick something different to play with the next. Thank you
That's it.
so
Thanks
much.
for going on this journey.
Oh my gosh. I mean, thank you. I mean, we have covered a lot of ground, you and I. And oh my gosh, I'm just so thankful for you and how you've helped me so much to grow and do this work. And there are some days where I'm just crying and upset, but you allow and it seems like everything is, you let that stuff happen and then everything is it's a new day and you just feel lighter. So I am so grateful and thankful for you, Lucia, and just for doing the work yourself. And what do you what as far as what you're doing right now? You said that you're still doing some one-on-one work, you're doing retreats, and some classes. Is there anything that you'd like to share with the listeners, if they want to work with you?
Yeah, come visit me at lucianicolaevans.com, but you can also come and experience the energy. It's a free hour. You actually came, was it yesterday, Lauren? It
Yes.
was yesterday. We had our first birth of authenticity hour. And if you'd like to experience the energy that I bring and hold space with divine love, this would be a wonderful way of coming and inviting your friends. It's every first Thursday of each month from 10:30 to 11:30 Pacific time. If you'd like something more interactive, I also offer something called Practical Heaven, which is we pick a topic and explore the topic, and then there's more room for sharing as well. And I'll be creating more online courses as well this coming for the new year. One will be on communication. They'll be actually exploring evolutionary conversations and different topics inside of just growing our consciousness around how we relate. This is one of my most closest passions that I have, is how we relate and how we present ourselves, you know. And then, yeah, there's just a lot. So keep connected with me through my website. There's lots of things offering. And there's also a retreat coming up in February for any ladies that we will want to come and just be and have fun and connect with other heart-centered women. We have about 4 or 5 spots left, and that's coming up in February the 9th through the 20th, 2025. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for you. And just hearing the feedback from the ladies who went on your retreat, the last retreat you and Margie had was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. So I will be at I will I'm gonna come. I'm gonna make it. because I'm so excited about it. Well, I will close with this. What there's just questions that if you want to answer, but if not, that's fine. What do you love and appreciate about yourself the most?
I love my playfulness and also love my perseverance, that I will not give up. I have a warrior spirit and I will keep moving forward and keep growing and keep deepening my love for myself and my relationship with other people, and my capacity and tolerance grows as a result of that.
Oh, beautiful.
What do you love and most appreciate about yourself?
You know what, Lucia? I love that I'm so open to evolving and just being open to receiving help. And I have I'll be the first one to say, I don't know it all, and I am so willing to receive the help from people who love doing it, like yourself. And then my last question is this: what is your unique gift to this world or your superpower?
Unconditional love. To
Beautiful.
hold the space for anything to arise, and it will be held with acceptance and received with love.
Beautiful, beautiful, and that you are. Oh, Lucia, thank you so much for being here with me. I had so much fun. And
Thank you for having me.
oh, you're so
I'm so
welcome.
proud of you for doing your own show. Good job, Lauren. Well done.
Thank you, Lucia. We did it together, right?
Yes.
We did it
This
together.
is a great example of doing things together, the power of togetherness. That could be a whole nother show.
Exactly. Well, more to come on that. Okay, Don. Well, I think it's a wrap. And I love you, Lucia. Thank you so much.
I love you too.